news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Six of the still standing candidates for the Democratic nomination take the stage Tuesday night for the final debate before the first official contest of the 2020 presidential race, the Iowa caucuses, which are set for February 3rd. With the latest Des Moines Register poll, known as the gold standard for this race, showing Bernie Sanders in the lead, the attacks on him are beginning in earnest. Sadly, what unfolded Monday was more proof that the media is exerting undue influence. It began with Politico, in typical Politico fashion, publishing a script they say was from the Sanders campaign instructing volunteers to criticize Elizabeth Warren. The offending section reads, quote, "If they are leaning Warren, say, quote, I like Elizabeth Warren, and then optionally, in fact, she's my second choice. But here's my concern about her. The people who support her are highly educated, more affluent people who are going to show up and vote Democratic no matter what. She's bringing no new bases into the Democratic Party. We need to turn out disaffected working class voters if we're going to defeat Trump," end quote. Then Politico ran a follow-up piece quoting Elizabeth Warren as saying she was disappointed that Sanders was sending his volunteers out to trash me, end quote. If that's trashing, I'd hate to see her response when Donald Trump actually does trash her. The Sanders camp denied that this was an official memo from the campaign, while Warren began fundraising off of it. Then CNN did, as CNN does, and they jumped in the fray with a story by MJ Lee claiming, quote, "Bernie Sanders told Elizabeth Warren in private 2018 meeting that a woman can't win." Sanders denied it in a statement, reading, quote, "It's ludicrous to believe that at the same meeting where Elizabeth Warren told me she was going to run for president, I would tell her that a woman couldn't win. What I did say that night was that Donald Trump is a sexist, a racist, and a liar who would weaponize whatever he could. Do I believe a woman can win in 2020? Of course. After all, Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump by 3 million votes in 2016. But later in the day, Warren issued a statement with her account of the meeting, saying, quote, "I thought a woman could win. He disagreed." On Monday night, the Washington Post reported what should be the final word on the subject. Two people with knowledge of the conversation at this 2018 dinner at Warren's home told the Washington Post that Warren brought up the issue by asking Sanders whether he believed a woman could win. One of the people said Sanders did not say a woman couldn't win, but rather that Trump would use nefarious tactics against the Democratic nominee. Senator Cory Booker has officially ended his presidential bid, announcing Monday that due to a lack of funds, he'd be exiting the race. Well, deja vu all over again, as the New York Times is reporting that Russian military hackers have been boring into the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, yes, the company at the center of the controversy over Joe Biden's son Hunter. While it's not clear what the hackers found or what they were looking for, the experts say, quote, "The timing and scale of the attack suggests that the Russians could be searching for potentially embarrassing material on the Bidens, the same kind of information that Mr. Trump wanted from Ukraine when he pressed for an investigation of the Bidens and Burisma, setting off a chain of events that led to his impeachment." The important question being debated now is how the media handles any info coming out of Russian hacks in the 2020 election. We already know what damage they did with hacked info in 2016. Well, if it's Tuesday, it's the start of the next phase of the impeachment of Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi met with her caucus early Tuesday morning. She told the Democrats that the House will take up a resolution appointing impeachment managers on Wednesday. While the White House is pushing the idea of a quick vote to dismiss the impeachment charges, Republicans are now saying they would not go along with that idea. Senator Roy Blunt tweeting that there aren't 51 votes for a motion to dismiss. Across the globe, Iranians have been taking to the streets of Tehran and other cities protesting their government's shooting down of a passenger plane. This in sharp contrast to the brief wave of nationalism on display following the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Attorney General Bill Barr are walking back the claim that Soleimani was killed in response to an imminent threat. They're now saying the move was more for general deterrence. Donald Trump has claimed Soleimani was targeting four embassies before he was killed. Maybe it's time for Congress to investigate. And finally, thousands of teachers packed Florida's state capitol building in Tallahassee Monday to demand billions of dollars in school funding. Florida ranks among the bottom 10 states in funding for students. Union members want what they call a decade of progress. In this case, that amounts to $2.4 billion a year for the next 10 years. Most of this money would go toward education funding, but some of it would also give teachers a 10% pay raise. Pay was another big sticking point for protesters, who said many school staff live below the poverty line. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.